Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of March 2019. Supreme Court has set aside its own judgment of 2009 and set free six convicts sent to death row, concluding that they had been falsely implicated in a 16-year-old case of rape and multiple murder. Supreme Court has recommended to government to examine feasibility of setting up mediation authority for motor accident claims by making necessary amendments in Motor Vehicles Act itself. Supreme Court has set aside National Green Tribunal's order enlarging buffer zone limits around lakes and water bodies in Bengaluru. Supreme Court has expressed displeasure over lawyer's reference of noted jurist Fali S. Nariman in his contention to buttress that sons and daughters of judges were awarded designation of senior advocates and said such an argument was akin to inviting contempt action. A special CBI court in New Delhi has directed to shift Justin Michel, the alleged middleman in Augusta Westland case, to cell meant for under jails from the present high-security cell which is meant for convicts. Delhi High Court has chided Delhi Traffic Police for deploying cops who ignore violations and instead are busy chatting and asked the special CP in charge to sensitize his force. Delhi High Court has taken to task the Delhi Commission for Protection of Child Rights, DCPCR, for not taking seriously the issue of children going missing in the national capital. Bombay High Court has acquitted a doctor, who passed away in 2015, after 32 years from the charges of asking for 100 rupees as bribe for issuing a death certificate. Bombay High Court has directed state and Mumbai traffic police to crack down on illegally parked and abandoned vehicles on roads where metro construction work is underway. Calcutta High Court has extended, by 8 weeks, protection from arrest to BJP leader Mukul Roy in connection with the killing of a Trinamool Congress MLA. Kerala High Court has directed 7 district collectors to be present in person during meeting to be held at district banks concerning finalizing the formation of Kerala Bank by merging district cooperative banks. Kerala High Court has issued a final ultimatum to all local self-government institutions in state and issued directions to take urgent action to remove all illegal flex boards, hoardings, billboards, flags within 10 days.